she did the diary.
Brought to you by your favorite cousins, Brittany Ray.
And Amber Lowe.
Yes! I love it. I was going to say, bop, bop, bop.
Bop, bop, bop. I feel like that because it's fucking coming home.
Mate, it's officially, well, it's not official.
Well, not officially, but we got a good chance now.
I just feel like.
I need a street party.
As in, can we get a young honey?
Give me a black holiday.
Give me a black bank holiday. It might be a black holiday because Raheem Sterling is carrying everything on his back.
Literally, he scored. This is the first England game I've watched, but apparently he scored in every game.
So I hear.
Shout out Raheem Sterling.
I mean,
he's like a little ninja. He runs really fast.
To be honest, when I watch football, I don't actually pay attention.
Well, I actually do. And I'm like, pass it, can't you see he's on your left? Da, da, da. But I think this was the goal that he scored. He like passed it to someone and he was behind and he ran.
Oh, I love that.
Past the person he passed the ball to. They passed someone, passed him in. Whoop. Oh, it was such a sweet goal.
I love it. I only managed to catch the first half because obviously I had to make my way here. But it was just very slow in the beginning. It was very boring.
It was. Do you think? I thought it was good because I knew England was going to win because they were really on the attack.
Throughout. Yeah.
They were constantly driving towards the goal, driving.
They didn't really have to defend much. It wasn't on that side of the pitch. Yeah. One hunter.
And our goalie is really good. Pink. What's his?
What? Pickford.
Pickford. That's it.
Not us knowing about football.
No. I might
give me my accolades.
I feel like next year or the next Euros we should be doing like the commentary. I'm like, who's that ting with a nice bum? And it's a goal!
Girl said the ting with a nice bum, you know.
No, they're paying. I love it. I love footballers. Maybe I should be a WAG. Maybe my destiny isn't a creative, but it's an athlete.
What, an athlete's wife or an athlete?
An athlete's wife.
Oh, as in you were looking for a creative and I'm looking for an athlete.
Yeah, now I'm like, maybe I should look for an athlete.
Can you handle it though?
Can you handle it? No. If I go there, baby.
She'll be on FaceTime to me like, Prinny, I'm in the hotel yet. And he said he was just going out with the lads for like one drink. Why am I seeing bottle girls on his Insta story?
I'll turn up, bro. I'll fucking be like, so why didn't you invite me? I would have come party with you.
Oh my God. All right, before we get into it, let's give you guys a reminder.
Yes, so let me get my homework.
Get your
up.
Homework.
Sorry.
We need your help.
We do need your help. If you listen to us religiously, you can vote for us in the People's Choice Awards in the British Podcast Awards. The link is in our bio, so we've done the hard work for you. And all you literally have to do is just type in our name. If you write style and, but not and the sign, but and the actual like A-N-D, the word, we should pop up. And then you just add in your little email address and
vote for us.
Boom, bam, bam.
We would really, really appreciate it. So while you're listening, head over to the Instagram, tap the link, give us a little vote.
We would really appreciate it. You know, we're just a small little podcast, but like we're trying to be a big little podcast, you know?
A big little podcast.
So, and fucking hell, we deserve it. Like, let's be honest. We've been coming in week after week, giving you the content you want.
No, literally, all the TEA.
All of it. How's your week been?
My week's been, I haven't done anything, to be honest. I spent the whole of today, like, in bed, and I'm so tired.
You know, doing nothing makes you more tired
really
as well.
Tired.
Yeah, like, when you're in bed all day, like, you get more tired.
So tomorrow I'm going to have, like, I'm going to try to get out and get shit done. You know what I mean? How's your week been?
Yeah, no, it's been good. What have I done this week? Just, you know, rocking and rolling and working and hanging out with you sometimes on a weekend.
Back in and rolling. No, you've had a quiet week because you're on this whole thing of like not going crazy during the week anymore.
I need to kind of, do you know what? Because it's fucking affecting my job.
Yeah.
And like, I need to kind of keep it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to say it too loud because I don't know which Opianas are listening. But I've been quite. Do you know what? The bank account's screaming.
Yeah. No, June.
The bank account.
June it's was screaming. An expensive month.
I'm,
like,
surprised
I'm still
I
feeling
lasted
strangled.
As long as I did, but yeah, now I'm in the trenches right now. Tomorrow couldn't have come sooner.
You know what I think? Like, when you say you're surprised it lasted, even when I was down to my last I was still sitting going having a Wagamama's.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, like, even when you're broke,
it's like, wow, I still need to do fabulous shit. I'm sorry.
Like, life for the living. I could die tomorrow. Like,
I needed the wags.
I needed the wags.
No, I hear that. July is going to be a bit more sensible, I think.
I think a bit more sensible. Less of the midweek bar Italia runs. More of just like the
cafe
Friday.
Patron shots, yeah, and the, yeah, Chinese.
Because who
taxi.
The fuck do I think I am? Taxis is only causing, it literally cost me like £2, man. This 30% off is like,
and you don't live too far from central
from
as well.
Anywhere, yeah, literally.
No, it was when we came out of that little house thing on Saturday, and okay, and the cab was getting all £57.
Oh my god! Yeah,
I
that's
was like,
long.
Am I going to Paris or what? Like, what is going on?
No, that's mad. Mine was only like £7 or something.
To where you were going?
Yeah.
I hate you.
Or it might have been less than. It could have been £6 or something, you know.
But it's on that side, though.
Yeah, it's on that side. I was there within like 9 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, it's on that side.
Fiddling my
thumbs
at the bus stop, like do 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 do.
Guys, you know what? We're not going to talk too much this episode, but this week has been
it's been a
week. It's been eventful, to say the least.
We have really been through it, and mentally, you know, we've gone through some things that just like we don't deserve to be going through,
and we feel like we need another week.
To just
process it.
We need to marinate, because you know usually we come in here like, oh my god, never guess what, but we actually need to like deep what just happened to us, because it was so fucking mad. Can't make this shit up.
No, you can't. Even if you tried.
So yeah, stay tuned. But next week,
Dating diaries.
Dating diaries
will
be back. It's popping. It might just have to be the whole episode, you know, because
to be fair,
the two stories is just a mazaline.
Plus the extras. Oh god, what was it
might,
like?
Guys, do you want just a pure dating? It might just have to be a pure dating diaries episode.
Maybe. Well, message us. Let us know.
Let us know.
Anyway, yeah. Love Island is back.
Yay!
Oh my god. Did you know they did a takeover on the London Underground over the weekend?
Did they?
The guy's voice was like, Love Island is back. I can't remember, but I think it was in Oxford Circus.
Oh, he was doing like, this stop is Oxford Circus.
No, he was saying like,
oh, just Love Island. Like
it was
ads.
Like a Love Island ad, but like in a train context.
Okay.
So like train tube banter.
Oh, I like that. Do you know what? They're really good with their puns.
No, yeah, they are really
like,
good.
They go in.
So good. I was like, wow, like get me in the vibes. We were all smiling at each other.
Daddy this year.
Their
like.
Season. But then again, I think we do that every year.
Yeah, yeah.
Every year, the first episode, we're like, oh, is this the best thing to come up with? Like, raw, they're all dry.
I just feel like they're getting younger and younger. Am I old? Like, what's that?
Relative, well,
I don't know.
I mean, 26 is quite old for
Love
Island.
Oh, yeah, actually.
So
that's, he's, I don't
Kaz.
Know. Oh.
Do you remember we met her?
Oh, yeah. Did we?
At Amber's Miss Pap event. She was
oh,
there.
Was she there?
Yeah.
You know me. I'm always drunk at those things.
Yeah,
I forget.
Yeah. That's my claim to fame, because she's my friend on Instagram.
No, shout out Kaz, but are we going to go into it?
Yeah. I mean, didn't we say we're replacing the news bulletin with Love Island recap? Mm,
right. Okay. So I think all the guys are really neaky, and there isn't one guy that I actually even like fancy.
No. I mean, I don't fancy any of them in real life as me, but I can look at some of them and be like, oh, you're kind of like attractive. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like they all just look like, I know my type is like the stereotypical type.
What's your type?
Just like that stereotypical, like good looking, what's it called? Like that, you're that beauty standard, like that typical, like just like painting.
What? You just basically say whiffity beauty standards. Like, what are you saying? Okay, what's your type on paper? Like, do you have a type on paper?
Like peng, like.
But peng, like from where? Like, what do they look? Are they short and peng?
Oh no! Oh god, no, no. They're like tall, like your Insta baddie guy. Like, you know, they're
peng
things.
The pretty.
Yeah, pretty. That's it. I love a pretty boy.
Yo.
I love me a fucking pretty boy. Like, I want to look at you and think, oh. No, no, no.
That's so scary.
What?
I'm like the opposite. I think I like, I don't want you to be too attractive, but just have a little, like, when you smile, your whole face kind of lights up.
But are you, is you attracted
to
that?
Oh, no, of course.
I mean, oh, right, okay, yeah, because when, like.
Is that slavery? Of course I'm going to be attracted there. God damn. No, like, I think I just like the kind of, like, rough but put together.
Yeah, a bit of a bad
like a bit
boy.
Of an edge, like, yeah. But not too bad, like, you know, not trying to ride out and shit. Like, just a bit bad, not good, but also, I don't know, I got a lot, I don't know. I don't even know what I want.
Oh my God, I literally sent Prinny a voice note the other day and I was like, why don't we know what we want? But we know what we want, but like, we just don't know what we want. Like, what do I want? What I do I want?
I know what I want, but I seem to be... It. Yeah, I can't find it. Or I seem to be in situations where I'm with people that are not what I want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then sometimes you can force it, but then ultimately it's like, this ain't right.
Yeah. God, I've done the forcing thing way too much that like, I'm actually over it. I'd rather be single.
The only person, you said it the other day, that really is like up there, my type on paper and a good vibe was Wok Noodles Bae.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, guys... Wok Noodles Bae.
But I ain't trying to ruin a happy home.
Wok Noodles Bae is literally like...
He was my type on paper. He was everything.
Oh, they look so fucking good together as well. Like,
and we had a vibe, like the vibe, it, the banter, oh, it was just...
The chemistry between you guys was like unmatched.
I haven't felt like that. I haven't felt that in a while.
I'm such a bad influence. I was like, fucking kiss him. My man's got like baby mum and baby...
She will
yard.
Spin my jaw.
No, what did you say the other day? You was like, she'll run me over.
You know when you can tell someone has that vicious baby mum at home?
Yeah, because he was like, shook, bro. Yeah. He weren't even trying to get a... Nothing. He was like, nope.
No, she is... She will do my dance. And yeah. They're from like East London, but like the dutty side.
Yeah,
East,
she's like... She's Homerton.
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to run me over.
Yeah,
on site.
She'd ride out still. That's mad. Anyways... So yeah, they are paying and stuff. The girls are paying. Do you know what? My faves are Shannon.
Yeah.
Shannon. That's my fave.
I think, yeah, Shannon's, Kaz, the other, what's the other
I
one?
I don't even remember the other ones. I feel like they're so
You know what? A lot of them, their hair, they need hairspray.
I just...
Their hair extensions are flying a bit.
Yeah. Oh my God. So you know there's a...
Bombshell?
No, there's that black... hair
oh,
brand
yeah.
is like doing Kaz's hair.
I mean, it's about bloody time. Where is it? I think you sent it to me. What's it called? Do.
Where are you
Freeborn,
looking? Freeborn. That's it.
Freeborn Noble Wigs. Hired by Love Island to be part of the team providing hair extensions and wigs.
Like, that is so stunning.
I love that. I wonder if it's for everyone or just for Kaz.
It should just be for Kaz.
I mean, but I hear it.
But yeah, fine, maybe for everyone. Because someone wrote a tweet and was like, oh, here we go again. Why do black babes never go in with braids and always do this like wig up? But now it makes sense because it's like her wig's going to be...
Apparently wet. They supplied Yuande's wigs as well.
Oh, did they?
Apparently.
Now I'm trying to think, did Yuande ever look crazy? But
she went through, I think there were shipping delays. Because she had like... No, I swear, there was like... A period for a week where she was like, her hair was just not.
Doing
I mean, she had to do like
to do.
Braids and like a head scarf. Like, you know, them yeah. ones that like, it's on its last leg.
No one
Then she came with a fresh
Samira
one.
And her leave out.
Oh, God. Yeah. Samira went through it, man.
She really went through it. Was she the first black girl? I feel like she was.
Maybe.
I feel like she was.
Well, you know what's funny? My mum was actually asking, oh, what happened to that girl? The one that used to dance really awkwardly. I was like, oh, Samira. And I just thought, I got really sad thinking about it because she wasn't like emotionally or mentally prepared for
oh God,
the show
no,
at all.
Not at all.
There not was no blueprint. She literally didn't know what she was signed herself up for. Is she still about? What does she do?
Well, before Love Island, she was an actress. She was
yeah,
in the West
musical
End.
Theatre and stuff.
I'm like, is she still doing that? I don't know. She's doing influencer shit.
But is it really popping off like that or not really?
Who fucking knows? I see her sometimes. She pops out. 832k followers.
Right,
she's a singer and she's like got a talent agency as well.
Okay. Well, I hope she's booked and busy.
Oh, look at that food though. Fucking hell.
Ooh. What's that lobster?
That's a fat ass prawn, mate.
Ew. That's scary.
Yum. Anyways, yeah, she went for it. It's peak.
It is peak. What are you thinking about like the fashion so far?
This is what I mean. I don't even remember. Okay, I'll be honest. I did catch it halfway because I was down the pub, weren't I? But, like, obviously, it wasn't that amazing because nothing popped out to me.
You know what I mean? Just, I think it's I Saw It First again this year.
Yeah. No, I'm just a bit over I Saw It First. I think because their clothes are so flimsy as well. Mm. Nothing looks like what it looks like on the models.
Yeah. I am here for the Marbella wedge though. I miss that.
Oh, I love a Marbella wedge. I miss the Marbella wedge. With a little sarong.
It's like you did. You came to play. You came to play.
What do you think about that Chloe? Hey, boys, it's Chloe. I'm waiting outside for one of you to date me.
She's trying to do her job, innit?
But that was the worst sexy phone book. Okay.
But they were loving it. All the guys were like, oh, she sounds so sexy. Like, I can't wait to see her. Like, she sounds so sexy.
No, because they're just thirsty, bruv. They're guys. They would jump on anything new.
Everyone's, they're all roasting, you know?
They are all roasting.
Someone's definitely going to have sex.
It was him. The mixed race ting, Squarehead, who was like, I just love all the girls. I love all the girls. I was like, steady on. Calm the fuck down. Just relax.
It's post-lockdown. This is like...
This is the epitome.
It's the epitome. It's like that holiday that you get to go on in year six, mate.
Sayers Croft.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, dying to see my boyfriend.
Oh my God.
Let me get my matching unicorn pajamas.
I cannot. No, they're all roasting. Even on that other show, I don't
Too
know
Hot to Handle. Handle. I've not, but I feel Bro. Like I should start it. But everyone's saying that the Too Hot to Handle cast is so much better.
Oh yeah, yeah, because it's international.
Oh,
and they're all really hot. You can be from anywhere, which I really like.
Yeah, I like that. Biracial girl.
No, literally. We love the biracial. No, everyone is just horny. But I think that's just a reflection of the times we're in. Because no one's hornier than fucking Matt Hancock and Gina, whatever her name is.
Oh right my! Did that happen? That was. Oh my God!
That was in the pandemic. That was like a couple months ago. When we're supposed to not be. When we're supposed to not.
No,
be
I'm saying the news came out literally
in between. Yeah.
Bro,
horny as fuck.
It's the way he grabs her. Ooh,
you know what? Sick. I analyzed the video. You see how he grabbed her? Yeah. You know when the guy wants to go in for the grab and they're going to pick you up?
Yeah.
He was almost going to do it because her legs lifted. But then he caught himself and he was like, I'm in the office.
I need to relax. No, it's him peeking out of the office first for me. It's
disgusting.
Shut the door and then he's like waiting for her and he's like.
It's so slimy.
Disgusting. And the thing is, right, her man's paying one.
He's a millionaire.
A man's a millionaire too. So it's like, she genuinely fancied Matt Hancock.
No. But apparently they went to uni together. So I think this might have been like long time love story. Oh, I always wanted you like, and now's the time. That's butters.
That is disgusting. Is Matt Hancock? Matt Hancock being like, you know, I just want to spend this time with my children and I just need to focus on my children. So, and I'm like, bitch, you need to focus on your wife. That's what you need to do.
Hey, he don't care.
And she's been out and about.
She looks good though. I really like the paparazzi shots of her. She looks really good.
She does, mate. If that happens to me, I would be dressing up to a tee and coming out my different sunglasses every day, like just going on my errands looking peng. What?
No, but it's him just apologising for breaking the COVID rules, not for like adultery.
Adultery. But you know this whole government we have right now is like kings of adultery.
No,
it's a fucking joke.
The government right now, the biggest joke, like it's beyond funny.
Yeah, it's just like
it's actually pissing
you're
me off.
Running a country and you're doing up lippy in the office.
That ain't right. Uh-huh. When you're telling people that they can't go, you're not allowed to go to your man's house, you're not allowed to lips. You're not allowed to sleep in the same bed. Meanwhile, you're getting nookie in the fucking office.
In the office.
We talk about it. It don't make sense.
And I want to know who outed them. I want to know who snaked them.
Mate, shout out to whoever it was.
Because someone said the same needs to be done to Pretty Patel.
But someone said that it's a real chess move. Because I think I don't pay attention to the government because I don't subscribe to this government or anything.
Trust.
They stand by. But someone said basically there's like an investigation into all the COVID stuff coming up.
Oh.
And now Matt Hancock was supposed to be the fall guy. So now he's gone.
They're like,
it's going to be on Boris.
Oh, fuck.
Because there's no more, like Matt Hancock was the scapegoat.
Oh.
So I'm like, whoever did this is playing chess, not checkers. We love to see it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's deeper.
Conspiracy.
Yeah.
Because I heard that they just wanted him out. They're like, we need to get rid of him. So they used this to do it.
No, but remember, Boris was trying to keep him. Boris was like, oh, yeah, the case is closed. I was like, open the case. Open the fucking motherfucking case.
Oh God, it's just so scandalous. I feel like I'm watching like an American fucking Netflix series.
Like, what are they called? Not Scandal. Like Scandal. What's the other one? House of Cards.
House of Cards. White House.
But it's like the BTEC version.
Oh, completely.
It's like all B-tech the understudies. Drama. Yeah, the understudies. Yeah, yeah. It's not like...
It's like, you know, the little pub theatres you get and you can only have like 10 people. No, it's like that.
Literally.
It's like a shitty little play.
And you know when like one person is playing like three characters?
Oh yeah, multi-rolling. And it's like, I'm confusion.
It's like, so, okay, the wig's off. Okay, fine.
Oh, right. So now you're Tom. Oh, and now you're Matt. And now you're Boris. And now you're fucking Sajid. Whoever.
Oh my gosh,
it's a joke. It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
What can you say? Britain.
This is our country.
I was so jokes when I came in. I was like, oh, fuck's sake, England. My mum was like, supporting England. I was like... Well, after thinking about it, like, we do live here. Like, Turkey's out. Like, she was like, oh, all right.
How can you say? I'm thinking, after careful consideration, I think, you know.
Yeah, because I've never supported England and everything because I just don't feel like I'm English at all.
Well, we went last time when we were coming home last time. Yeah, but that
was for the vibes. I didn't really care.
So when's the next matches? Because I actually want to be, like, in a pub or something.
So tonight, Ukraine plays Sweden at 8. Okay, now,
right,
and whoever wins that, I think England plays, but I don't know when that next game's.
I need to know the next England game, so then I can, like, you know,
when's the next
be a England part of the vibes. Game.
Let's have a look. Should we go to the pub?
Yeah,
to le pub,
le pub,
le pub,
le pub,
le pub,
le pub. I hope it comes home.
Oh, it's Saturday at 8.
Oh, that's a vibe.
Mercy's down.
Let's do it.
Should we do it? I got brunch with Mercy. Mercy's down. Should we need to book somewhere?
Probably, yeah.
Should we do Box Spa?
Which one? No. Croydon.
Shall we do it?
Let's fucking have it.
Right, I'm putting it in my diary. How do I book it? Or this black card thing is
I don't know.
Confusion.
Right, we'll just do this after.
Right, yeah, sorry.
No problem. I really want a street party, seeing as they're... All the government cares about is football and not carnival, which I think is very rude.
Because the amount of people in Wembley...
Sounds a bit racist to me.
Yeah, one, it sounds racist. Two, why can't I even shake my ass by my chair?
You can't stand up,
in the bar, but you've got 20,000 people and everyone who's going to watch the football wherever, like in these parks and shit, all together.
But that's why they... Did you see all the footage from the anti-lockdown protest? That was basically a rave.
Yeah. I should have been there. Oh, my DJ bae that I fell in love with was there,
oh,
man.
Oh, was he DJing?
No, but he was there. I could have maybe seen him.
You would have seen him in the midst of the thousands of people.
Yeah. No, but shout out them, man, who went to the rave.
No, like, yeah, I respect it. People don't care no more. You've got the football going on. You've got Matt Hancock. Like, fuck it. I'll be like, this ain't making sense.
It's not. I mean, I already said fuck it from like months ago. Like, I was so over it. And I was like, the rules don't really apply to me unless I get told off.
And I feel bad. I mean, I'm sure we're going to have listeners that will be like, wow, like, you guys are so insensitive and whatnot. But, and you know what? I think if the shoe fits,
I'm a size five. It's about being insensitive. I think it's like, there's a vaccine rollout. All the vulnerable things who need it have got it. There's still a 99% survival rate if you don't have it.
Mm.
So it's like, what is the beef? Like, literally. And the rates are going up of people who are getting COVID.
The
they
deaths are,
going
down.
But the deaths are going down and hospitalization's going down as well. Yeah, so what is, like, come at me.
I think from my perspective, it's that COVID is here to stay. Like, no one, it's not going to be like we're going to get fairy liquid and wash it all away.
And then it goes.
It's here, so we just need to get back into a normal groove of things.
Apparently, though, Boris said,
Oh, God, what's he talking about?
He said, no, this is positive. Boris has told the cabinet that it's time to live with COVID after July 19. And I agree. Fucking open everything up and bring back carnival as well.
Mate, the carnival, I still am not getting over that.
I'm still so sad. I'm like, where's the street parties at? Because that's where I'm going to be. Mate, shaking my ass on a
street corner.
On a curb.
No, I mean,
in a thong.
I just very much feel like I'm going to be in the Notting Hill area and come at me.
Yeah, because I want my plan of, like, being at yours for pre's, walking down, getting a bus down or whatever, coming back to yours, getting changed, and going out in the evening.
Definitely going to do that.
Oh, my God. All the painting. No, we need to get stamps, bruv.
You need stamps?
With our Instagram on it, to stamp it on people's hands.
Oh, yeah. When did you get... You spoke about this before.
Yeah, I saw it on Insta, but we got our business cards. We're going to have to get rid of them this summer. I don't know why I'm laughing, because I'm being dead serious.
You know what's funny, though? I was walking. I was in Hackney. I was walking. There's bed traffic. There's bed traffic, yeah. Then one guy in a little smart car, like, is looking at me. Obviously, main character, I was walking. I just, like, carry Bradshaw in my way down the Hackney streets like it's New York City. Then he winds the window down. But obviously, I've kind of passed the car and he's winding the window down. So I kind of, like... Should I go back? Then the car started driving. So I was like, baby, I was like, you got to go. Like, I can't lie, you got to go. Like, come on, this car's behind. But then I was like, if I had the business card, I'd just dash it in.
This is what is good, isn't it?
I'll just dash it in. But he wasn't really my type on paper, but you
my
know.
My only thing about the business card is like, okay, so they get QR code and it's like, then they have to look for
it. Well, now you're pissed. Yeah, what Amber wants, yeah. It's Amber wants her own business card with her own
with my
identity.
Instagram on it. My name and Instagram, that's it. No number, no nothing, because relax.
Make it then, innit? Your charger is busted. Oh, Lord, God.
I know, it's gone through the trenches, but I've had it for time.
I can tell. What can you say? All right, so what's going on in your fashion news?
Actually, this is quite, you know, I'm actually quite happy with this news. I don't know why. Yeah. I felt it was a bit random. Like, what's going on? I'm not mad at it. And it makes sense. But Kim Kardashian is, what's wrong with my voice? Kim Kardashian is providing skims for the Olympic team, for the US Olympic team. And do you know what?
That's so good. Fabulous. She's going to be giving them undergarments, pajamas and loungewear for all the athletes.
And... it's for sale. You can also dress like the athletes.
Oh, I didn't grab that part. Yeah, oh, that's cute. Yeah.
It is for
this
sale.
This is such a, like, mate, Kris Jenner is doing her job.
The devil works hard, but I'm telling you.
She works harder.
And it looks so
it
cute.
It does look sick, yeah.
Who's doing the UK's one? Slazenger?
Probably.
Fuck's sake. Oh, who does do the UK? It's probably like Adidas or something.
I mean, I don't know. But that's so sick. Like, I respect the business hustle, especially despite the fact that she's going through a lot personally, you know?
I know. I need to watch the reunion thing.
I watched
bits of it.
It's a bit boring.
Oh, see? They always show the good bits and then, like, that's the only good bit.
Because the thing is, they're not, like... Because they've been doing it for so long, they're so media trained. They're not really giving us what needs to... It's not messy. It's not like a Real Housewives where they're like, I got the receipts.
Yeah, and it's like, well, your man texts me, oh, look, do you want to see?
Yeah, literally, and their family, they're not going to throw each other under the bus. No. They're going to respect each other. But yeah, I mean, like, she's been through a lot and good on her.
Do you know what? I don't know why they get so... I do understand why they get a lot of slander, but I'm just like, I like the Kardashians, man.
I'm quite indifferent. I don't hate them. I don't love them. They're just like.
Yeah, I'm not like, obsessed with them. But I'm just like. Just
is what
like,
it is. Yeah.
Bloody. Do you know what? I do want to invest in some Skims though, because everyone that has bought Skims has said that they
really
love
good.
It. Should we get cute matchy matchies?
Oh, that's so cute.
That is so hashtag cute. Isn't
if
it?
I had the body, that was cuter.
Mariani. But yeah, so that's what she's doing. And you know what? I'm so here for it. And I love the campaign shoots as well for the USA team.
You know what? I'm so far out of the loop when it comes to Olympics and stuff. Like, not Olympics, like sports.
Yeah.
It's like everything's just coming at me. It's like, okay, we've got Euros and Olympics this year. Like, how did we get here? I don't know about
the Olympics came around really quick.
Literally.
It did. Well, it was obviously meant to be last year.
Oh.
Remember, yeah, it's meant to be 2020. Oh. And I felt so pissed for all the Olympians because it's like they trained 4 years really hard for 2020.
Oh, then they got to do one more.
And then it was like, I've got another year. And obviously, you know, age comes into it as well. And it's like, do I have another year of training left in me?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Mm. I only know because obviously I speak to like, Jane and Bianca, so they're like, it's like, oh, I have like another year of training. There was like, I was trying to get my gold medals and dip after this year. Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh,
like some
retire.
People are like, yeah, like this is my last year. I just want to retire. Like, I want to grab all the medals that I've got and like, I'm out.
Aww.
But I love the Olympics.
You know what? I've never really been into it that much.
I think because
maybe like the running and stuff.
Because of Steph, I've been very, yeah. And I used to go to like the world, like watching stuff. So I'm like. Like, I enjoy it.
Some of them are all right, like swimming.
Oh, yeah. I like swimming. I like the ground athletics.
Mm.
Obviously,
it's like when it starts getting all shot put, like, I'm all right.
Oh, no. Allowed the shot put and, like, hockey and stuff. Like, I ain't watching that.
Mate, can you believe I did javelin? Am I all right?
I used to do javelin in the shot put because I was too fat to run, but I could throw.
I'm laughing at you.
And I used to do discus.
You did not do discus. Yeah,
I used to do discus, javelin and shot put. Shall I show you the run?
Oh my God, go on.
Okay.
For what, discus?
Yeah.
Jesus. POV, I'm standing and swinging her arm, doing a little run and throwing like how Miss Trunchbull froze in Matilda. Yeah, she looks like Miss Trunchbull.
Wrong foot.
She's actually got hair like Miss Trunchbull, POV. Nah, Jesus Christ, you look like Miss Trunchbull, bruv.
All right.
Sorry. You proper did.
But you have the same hair as her as well. I did
javelin. I'm good at, I'm a long distance runner. I like sprinting, that ain't my thing.
Oh, you got stamina. You got stamina up, yeah?
Obviously, that's what they say.
I've got no summer tools. 2 seconds, I'm like, I'm over it.
Yeah, but other than that, I used to go do the athletics things for vibes, man, just to meet people.
Do you know how fucking fun it is?
Bare all the schools that were there all day.
All the
like,
schools
were
there. I used to love that. I used to do all the sports in school. Mm. I mean, I couldn't run for the life of me, but they always picked me. And it used to just be like a link up.
Yeah, no, literally, that's
what
it is.
All the local schools, so much fun. It's like, oh, well, I've only seen in a couple of months. Like, what basketball? I say nothing. I'm like, our kids are by Nike, yours is shit, yours sponsored by McDonald's.
No, proper.
My school was bougie. My primary school, anyway, our football kits were Nike.
Okay, go off.
Yeah. So, yeah, Olympics is coming up and I'm really, really looking forward to it.
You're really looking forward to it. It's a good summer. Olympics, it's nice. Euros, Love Island. What else
is there?
Carnival. Ha ha. Choke.
You know, but there's going to be, it's not going to be an official carnival.
It's
going
to be open.
The streets are going to be open. And I feel like everyone who's got a speaker and some deck, everyone's got a speaker and some deck should just like
go crazy.
Go stupid. Just lose it. No, go crazy.
I'm dying because I've been doing that all of this week on the phone. Been talking. And I'll be like, but really and truly, like, you can just go crazy.
You have to do the afterwards, otherwise it just
doesn't
work.
But you never laughed, so I was like, does she get what I'm doing?
Do you know what? You know how our service is so, like, Higgy Haggard? I probably just didn't catch that bit. Because I would have usually laughed then.
I did that like, a few times. I was like, maybe she don't know the song. Like,
no, Eminem, innit?
Yeah. What are we like?
Lost my mobile device, haven't I?
You lost your mobile device. You know what, guys? Honestly, tune in next week, boy. Because I'm, in a way, I'm kind of looking forward to releasing it.
Where the hell did I just put it?
I don't know. I think you threw it when you were doing shot put.
I did. No, guys, honestly. Oh, it's going to be like a fucking therapy session. Oh, I don't want to relive it. That's the thing. Because every time I keep getting flashbacks.
I get flashbacks for you.
I think everyone is. It was the messages that night. I was like, no, I'm done, bruv.
You know what? It will be way juicier next week because
we can laugh at it.
No,
right,
and
now
also like any new developments just adding to the mix, it just makes it all the more.
Because I'm sure it's gonna be some developments.
All the more juicy.
All the more juicy. Bloody hell!
Bloody hell! What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do with us?
All I know is, guys, I need a new thing. So basically, like, I believe that, you know, you need to have a few things on rotation because, like, that's where the fun is. And then you don't, like, get attached or, like, do that thing that's really scary, catch feelings. So I'm scouting.
Yeah.
Applications are out for, like, my next thing. So, you know, if you know anyone, like, shout me.
And you've got to always keep, like, a few in the cart. So one falls off because they're not good, but you still got maybe, like, two or three. And then you want to add.
Yeah.
But you don't want to add on, like, nothing because then...
Is you just focusing on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need another two.
But also, the more I go through this process, I really don't think I'm in the headspace to be serious.
No.
And I feel so bad. Like, I feel so bad. Sometimes I'm talking to people, I'm like, bro, like, shut up. I don't care. Why are you asking me how... Like, someone...
Every
I've still
day.
Got someone on Red asking me how my Mondays is. It's Tuesday. I don't fucking care.
No. I feel exactly the same. Like, they're talking, I'm just like, you know, put this pussy on that, like.
I mean, I'm not there, but as
but he's like, as I don't want to know what you're doing with your day. Yeah. When I want my attention, you're not really giving it to me, though. I want it anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was the point. Yeah. I saw a TikTok that was like, okay, it was one of those ones that's like, what's something that you're still like trying to get your head around? It's like the fact that to get married, I have to like actually talk to men and communicate with them. And not only do I have to talk to them, I have to date multiple guys and I have to actually have a boyfriend. But you know what? I might have a boyfriend and they might not become my husband. That means I have to have multiple boyfriends to get to that point. And it's like,
it's that so is scary.
Long. Like, it's so long. Like, I don't know, man.
What does eloping mean?
Elope is when you...
You don't get officially married.
I don't know. It's like people go to like Vegas. Is that eloping? Oh. They just like... I think it's when, you know what, let's Google it, because half the time we chat shit. I think it might be like when it's just you and the person get married alone. Yeah, it's a marriage conducted in sudden and secretive fashion.
Without telling anyone, especially parents and families. All right.
Yeah, so it's like, you just be like, fuck it, should we elope?
Yeah. God, that's going to be me and you. We're going to be like, you know, let's just fucking elope.
What, me and you? Yeah. So disgusting.
You'd love that.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, pray for us, guys.
I only fucking look for a husband or a boyfriend. I'm just here for a good time.
No, I'm praying. Pray for our toxic vibe.
For our toxic vibe. No, it is really bad. And I'm like, is this a problem?
A little bit.
Someone said to me that I've got commitment issues.
And I've got someone commitment issues.
Also said that I'm emotionally unstable.
It's the same person.
Yeah.
He needs to shut up.
And it's really... bothered me because I'm like, sure, maybe I do actually have commitment issues.
I don't think you have commitment issues, because commitment issues is when you cannot commit to a person. That's more indicative of someone that's cheating or someone that's like, when the situation is good, you don't want to settle down, you don't want to commit. Okay. Like, you're not in that situation. I think yours is more, you're just slightly emotionally unavailable, but that's fine.
Yes, I think that's fine. I am. Like, you're just emotionally unavailable.
Not unstable. Gosh, you need to shut up. Emotionally unstable is like you're here, there, and everywhere. Like, you can't keep it together.
Yeah, no, I know what I'm doing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I am, guys. I'm emotionally unavailable. Yeah,
you're emotionally unavailable. I'm just fucking weird.
Are you emotionally available? You're ready to turn your emotions up?
No, I think I'm just like emotionally scary and crazy. Like, I literally, in the space this weekend, I went from, oh my God, I think I could settle down, to, ew, that's so scary. Like, why? That's so serious. To, I've given up on love. To having like five people in my messages, like it's been 2 days. Like, where are we? And now I'm just like, ew, why are you asking about my Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, I go gosh. Up and down. And I think it's probably because I'm coming into contact with people that just aren't it. So it's like, you get excited, then you're like, oh, not this again.
Over it.
Can't be bothered.
Completely over it. Anyways,
next week we'll go into details.
So we had a little request from one of our dedicated listeners.
Hey girl.
And I really like this request. I quite like this topic. And it's basically what?
Not a topic.
And basically, she was wondering. I was just like, I wanted to make sure I got the context right. Just want some advice on summer bags, and you know, what type of bags we should be using or is out
like,
there.
Where can you get them
from, and what's on trend and stuff? Because at the moment, I think she said that she's only using bum bags, which I'm a huge fan of.
Yeah, you are.
A bum bag for casualness. But I'm going to hand it over to the bag queen herself, introducing Prinny Bag Ray.
Hello. Thanks for having me. I guess additional context was one of the points she raised was like when you have an umbrella and when you have things. So I'm coming from a space of I don't actually care how big the bag is because I don't need to carry any essentials, which is slightly different because, I mean, some people would... some people would want the practicality of a bag. Like, I'm going on a night out, so I want to fit my makeup. I want to fit my slippers. I don't know if you want to change into that, or a hairbrush, or all these things. So what I personally do is I factor in this I factor in the size of my essentials to the size of the bag. A lot of the bags I carry are small. So if I'm if I have a brush or a comb, it would be the really small ones, the foldable ones. So they're always going to fit, slot in. You've got your powder, which is like, you know, pretty small. You can get small mini brushes as well. Travel size ones, which takes up less space. So all of that, like factor all of that stuff. And really small umbrellas as well. Like the really
You can get mini really ones. Mini ones.
So where my go-to places for bags, honestly, in terms of them being affordable, not designer, would be ASOS and Topshop.
Yeah.
Topshop question mark now, because I'm not seeing the full stock on Topshop ASOS website.
Topshop has gone downhill since.
The full stock is not on the ASOS
going
website.
Going online, yeah. And you know what I think they should have done is just
kept the website separate.
Kept the website separate still. Yeah. And like the money can go to ASOS, but like just.
Yeah, I'm not feeling the integration, because I would love when I go on the Topshop website and I go to bags and I'm just seeing like different things, and you got the ones that are on sale, trending price or whatever. And now there's barely any accessories, which is really sad.
It's awful. I'm just going to add to that list and say Zara. Zara do sometimes some really affordable, lovely bags. Some of them are like mad expensive for literally no reason whatsoever. But some of them are really cheap. And especially when you bag them in the sale, you'll get a really nice bag for like £7 to £15. But yeah, I think mini bags are what's like still in the kind of shoulder bags. Yeah.
Colourful, bright and colourful as well.
Block colours. Wear something that does not actually go with your outfit.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Because I think that's maybe what makes people panic, and then they'll just defer to the classic black bum bag, because black goes with everything, right?
Yeah.
But on the weekend, I was wearing like black trousers, black denim jacket, a yellow crop top and a blue bag, like a bright blue bag.
Yeah.
It doesn't go, but it goes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you don't always feel like your bag has to really match what you're wearing.
The colours should
complement each other.
I'm really like the whole like block colour vibe at the minute. You've got loads of bags like that. Yeah. You've got like this really nice lime green one.
Oh,
and just step out your comfort zone a bit. Mm. And I feel like what you have to think is the bag is the main character.
Facts. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. So the bag, I think, don't use the bag as a side piece.
No, the bag is not the side piece. The bag can be whatever colour the bag wants to be.
The bag
will always go because it's the main character. You need to not, because when you start doing over-analysations like the colour, no.
You know what? That's a fair point, because if I dress and the outfit is the main character, my bag is a side piece thing.
And then it's so hard to find.
Yeah, because not everything can't be the main character at the same time. So it's either the outfit and the bag is just serving its purpose. It's a nude, it's a black, it's simple. Or the outfit is very casual and the bag is like, I did that.
Or everyone's the main character. You might be like block coloured in like all blue and then your bag's orange. Like that might just be the vibe you want to go on.
Yeah. I think it's having confidence. It's also just having...
And no one actually cares what colour your bag is.
I mean, facts. It's like, it's having vision beyond a moment.
Mm.
I think sometimes people buy bags for like a moment. Like, I need a bag for this. It's like, no, when you're browsing, if you see a bag, just look at the bag. That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
I don't know when I'm good. Like, I have one bag that's like black. I wore it that time when we went to... We went for dinner, the first dinner. The black little fluffy.
Oh, yeah. I loved that bag.
It's giving me like, I'm 7 years old and I'm dressing up as a princess.
It's literally Princess Diaries.
No, literally. But I saw it and I was like, that's kind of cute. Like, I have no clue when I'm ever going to carry that bag, but I'm just going to get it because one day I'm going to need to rock that.
And I think that's the thing with bags. Bags, you can get away with just buying it, not having any idea what it's going to go with, but just stocking it.
Yeah. And one day it will make sense.
Yeah. And I think it's more sustainable still as well, because it's like, you're still going to use it one day. You're not going to, you don't, like, you hardly ever really throw out your bags.
Yeah.
You throw it out like years after.
Yeah. I'm trying to think anywhere else where I get bags. But then like designer bags are like different. I would always recommend sample sales.
Yes.
I think it's different. It's like a COVID world. So I don't really know if there's many like happening, like physical. But I've got like Mulberry bags at sample sale, Versace bag as well, because not every day pay full price.
I know that's
like, right. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Facts.
So, otherwise, like the online, you can go on like Farfetch, Matches Fashion, if they have discount, Net-a-Porter, what have you, to find some cute bits.
Yeah. And I think the style that's like, obviously, we always say don't follow trends, but if you are a trend follow with, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I would say there's cute small shoulder bags, like crossover body bags aren't really like,
mate, you know what's not lasted, the small Jacquemus bags.
Yeah,
I'm not being funny. Like,
it's just not attainable. If you can't even fit a bank card in it. Like, it's so stupid.
People were rocking it, and now it's almost like it's giving ick.
Yeah, it is a bit.
It's like, oh, you got a Jacquemus bag, okay.
And you know what? I think the new Balenciaga Hourglass, the baby ones, are taking over the Jacquemus mini ones.
Definitely, definitely.
Oh, wait, did I say that the Selfridges rental service is now open? Did I mention that last week?
I don't remember. We'll just say it again.
The Selfridges rental service is now open. A friend of mine actually used it, and oh my God, I was just like, this is so cool. And it's by a woman. Oh, I've forgotten her name, but she's like a Forbes 30 under 30. She was basically, I love that it's by a woman, who like came up with the idea and was like, push Selfridges. But basically, you do it all online and then you like choose a bag.
Oh, you don't
want.
Have to go in store.
No, they deliver it to you and they pick it up from you.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. And
we had to go in store.
No, and obviously, like, the more expensive the bag, the more expensive it is. But like, for example, they used a the Croc Hourglass, and it was £100 for the weekend.
Fair enough. I mean, if you got it.
Yeah. And then the small little Jacquemus ones is about £35 for the weekend. Instead of paying 500 odd quid.
Yeah.
For something that's not going to fit anything. I think it's good for like, let's say like you're going to the races.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you've got a really special event coming up. Then I would be like, yeah, it's worth it to like, if you just need that bag to compliment you. Yeah, or like, you know, you might be going on a weekend away. You want to be a little bit bougie. Then, yeah, I think that's a really good, you know, alternative.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, I like the concept, but for me it's like I just like to own things.
Yeah,
so I know
that
when I, you know, I've used it this time and then the next time it's just there.
Yeah, I think it'd be really good for people who like considering buying like a designer bag. You know, people usually think about for months and months, like, do I want it, do I not?
Maybe they
it'd
just
be good to like
it,
trial it and
yeah.
see, and then they can make up their mind. I think for that it's really good too.
Fair enough.
What is going on, El Guste?
It's a ghost.
It's a ghost. One sec. Oh, Lord. God, I've really been up and down this episode.
Yeah, you're really out here doing bits. So, yeah, I mean, that's my tips for bags. I'm honestly trying to rack my brain if there's anywhere else I get bags from, but that's probably...
For like, the nice going out, I would say just, like, the ASOS, Topshop, Zara. Because I was thinking H&M, but H&M is more, like...
Practical
like
beach
bags. Yeah. Maybe, like a Bershka. Do you know what?
Yeah, I wouldn't even stretch it, you know.
Obviously, all the fast fashion brands, but we don't fuck with them like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't even stretch that far. I would say, from a high street perspective, Bershka, Topshop, ASOS, and then just save your coin and buy a nice bag.
Yeah.
And wish list things as well. Like, I have all the apps, the Net-a-Porter, Matches Fashion, Farfetch, and sometimes when I'm bored,
you scroll through.
I just put things on a wish list. So right now, I may not be up there like Bill Gates, but like, you know, when I get paid,
comes.
I'm feeling happy. I want to treat myself. Then I'll go through my wish list, see what's still there. Maybe something's gone on discount. And then sign up to the mailing list as well, because you might get like
discount.
An extra 10%, extra 20%.
That's major key.
To make it make sense. Yeah. Yeah, that's my advice. And you don't need the umbrella to be in the bag, you know.
Yeah, do you know what, guys? Like, just... You don't really need the brolly. Like, unless your bag can fit it, fine. But if it can't, like, it's fine. Just...
You know what bag is really good? The link won't work because it's a Topshop website, but it was in our Black Friday haul. Those big, the Bottega Veneta dupe.
Oh, yeah. The big clutch one. They are huge.
I went on a date. What did I have in there? I had
everything.
All my makeup, like full size brushes. Everything. And then after the date, I had to, well, you'll find out next week. So I had like a candle, like a gift thing that I had to put in. But obviously then I was going to Soho after. But it was in a gift bag. So like, not me. I'm not going to be rocking with a gift bag.
No.
I emptied the contents of it and fit it in the bag.
Shut
and it was not even
up.
Like, it wasn't busting.
I don't even think they still do it anymore.
We're going to have to see. And I'm so happy I got the black and the nude.
Yeah, no, that was really smart.
Like, that is the
that.
Bag of like, if I need to fit everyone's fit, I could probably fit shoes in there as well.
Oh my God, yeah, 100%.
Easily.
You know my little Zara, little nude Zara leather crocky one with the little chain? Do you know the mini bag that everyone, the Zara mini bag that everyone
yeah,
has?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you fit shoes in there.
I fit my flats in them.
I remember.
I just squeeze it in.
Yeah. You got to ask yourself what's important for the night. Like, yeah, not everything needs is a to must. Come. Like, do I need shoes today? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Or do I need the umbrella more than the shoes? Yeah, or do I need deodorant or...
Yeah.
I even had got to be hairspray in the bag.
See what I mean? The little mini ones. Yeah.
Everything.
I need to get the little mini pot of like some sort of gel or something. Because you know the hair to keep around sometimes. Hacks.
Yeah.
Did you get anything from Zara sale?
I didn't know. I didn't.
I got two things.
Did you?
Yeah. The yellow version of my pink dress you saw.
Yeah.
And then I bought this this skirt, which, you know, the black and white little squares, you know, it's like that.
Yeah.
So my mum got me this really cute bralette same material from Mango.
Oh, nice.
But now I've like created this cord.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, because it's like the same materials.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I've decided I'm not doing ad hoc shopping anymore.
What's ad hoc?
Like just for no reason.
Okay,
because I'm a look girl. I'm going here. I want an outfit because I'll never think about the things that I bought to stock up because they don't match. Like my mood changes all the time. Unless I'm going to buy like staples, like jeans t-shirts, or I'm not going to do like, because when I went to Zara last month and I got some nice bits, those shorts.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got another pair of shorts. I got a sundress. I got some things, but I'm like, okay, like, but I'm going to an event next week and what am I wearing? Like I'm not wearing this. So I'd rather just like reserve my shopping experiences for when I need something.
And then get something.
I'm happy with what I've got. Yeah. Good. Now you're in the rotation. I'll see you again in a couple of months.
Mm.
That's my new thing.
I like that. I like that. I like that a lot. To be fair, when I went Zara the other day and I bought like all them fucking 50,000 dresses, that was the first time I like went into a store, actually did like shopping that day, and I was like, it's fun, but like, I'm over it.
Yeah. No, I get that.
I don't know. And I've really gotten used to actually just wearing the clothes I have and just re-wearing them.
Yeah. Because you've had no choice.
I've had no choice. My clothes are my clothes.
My clothes are my clothes. I'm going to do what I want. Happy fucking Halloween.
Where's the fucking blow?
Right. So we've come to that time of the episode where we're going to give you item of the week.
Yeah.
So for any new listeners, hello, welcome. Hope you enjoyed the vibe. So item of the week is where we come and give you guys an item that's been on our wish list, something we've been eyeing, and we bring it to the pink table. We talk about it. And yeah, it's an audio podcast or any listening. If you wanted to kind of have a look, you can head over to our website, silentcitydiaries.com, or our Instagram. But on the website, everything will obviously be linked.
Yes, queen.
Yes, queen.
I can't. My internet's decided to freeze.
It's decided to freeze. Should I go first?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. So my item of the week is, we're going trainers. We're going trainers this week.
Oh my God, mine's a shoe as well.
Oh my God, stop gumming me.
Oh my God.
So mine are the New Balance Multi 327 trainers.
Let me have a...
They're these ones.
I very colourful love ones. Them. Did you see them on TikTok? Isla,
my best friend.
Yeah, love it.
I so love Isla. I actually think I'm going to treat myself to these this month because I fucking deserve.
I think you should. I bought two pairs of trainers
this month. This month?
Yeah.
What trainers? I don't know about that.
I bought some Nike Blazers and some Nike One Waffles.
What? You know what? Yeah. You know when, you have a podcast with someone, You know when you talk to someone every day, but they be keeping secrets? It'd be your own family that'd be your ops, you know? I swear down! When did you say that? Why don't I know about this?
Basically, someone I know can get me 30% off.
Right, so you didn't want to hit me up?
No, but it's all the time. So, like, right, whenever you want the trainer.
Sounds a bit oppish.
It's not oppish, but it was just, like, there and then. I can't say who the person is because we don't know who's listening, but I'll tell you after, like, how it works.
Right.
I need to get me some new Air Force Ones as well.
Guys, see how it is? It'd be your own family. It'd be holding you back. Anyway, sorry, back to my item of the week. So, these are the 327s, but they're, obviously, they're called multi, so it's, like, different colours on the different bits. It's just so cool. Something you can wear with everything. Currently I'm on the shoe website, it's £75, so that's kind of like a guide.
I can get you 10% off those though, or 20% off, you know, I've still got a student discount.
You know what, don't mind if I do.
Yeah, get you young £7.50 off.
Yeah, £7.5 at ASOS, seven, kind of that price everywhere to be honest. So that's my item of the week.
Mine is the J'adore Slingback Pump.
Ooh. Oh,
a classic.
That's cute.
Oh, with a nice jean and a red lip. Like a mum jean, a white t-shirt, a blazer, a red lip, hair in a bun, nice gold jewellery.
Yeah.
And a little Dior saddle bag.
I love.
Yeah, so it's £750.
That's light. What's that? What's that to a player like you that be buying two pair of trainers and are going Zara and them things?
You know the two trainers only came out to £125.
Just shut up.
Anyways, so yeah, it's a J'adore slingback pump in the black technical fabric. And I just think these are such a classic shoe that every girl needs them.
They are.
And they look really comfortable as well.
Yes. I mean, if you're paying £750.
They fucking better be.
They better be.
Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to walk a mile in these Louboutins. But yeah, that's my item of the week. I'm really I really like the nudes as well. The nudes are really nice.
The black.
Yeah, the back
the black
is nice.
Complements the sling back bit.
But oh my god. God, I didn't realise those bags were that expensive. These are what is it, the Lady D. Lady D. God, not a wallet being £460. That's literally like two bits of material. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's kind of mad.
That is mad to me. Anyways.
It is what it is.
Guys, we've come to an end of the episode. Come back next week. There'll be more Love Island. There would have been football.
Mate.
And we've got the dating diaries too. It's going to be quite a jam-packed
episode.
Obviously, we kept this one light. Something light for you. But next week's going to be...
mad thing, sad thing.
I'm a bit scared. I definitely need a few drinks.
Oh, yeah, for facts. For Fendi facts.
Fendi facts. Fucking hell. Right. Have a fabulous week.
Don't forget to vote as well.
Oh, yes. Please don't forget to vote for us. Link's in our bio. We'd really, really, really appreciate it. If you have 10,000 different emails address, like, just use them
literally.
All. Please, please, please. Because just please. There is no reason. Just please. We'd really appreciate it.
We love you. We love you.
And yeah, have a blessed week. And them things, that's all.
See you later.
Bye.